You're listening to SBS News.
This line here is for 10:15. 10:30, past the white tent on your left.
A mass vaccination centre in Sydney is overwhelmed with people queuing up for their shot.
Just on your left, there's a witch's hat crane that says 10:30.
Oh, thank you.
No worries.
Amid Australia's stuttering vaccine rollout, two communities are largely missing from those groups with access to a COVID-19 vaccine. According to new research published by the Red Cross Red Crescent Global Migration Lab, refugees and migrants continue to face major obstacles to getting immunised. The report's author, Nicole Hoagland, says while migrants are nominally included, policy doesn't necessarily translate into real access.
Some of the key barriers that were reported included 90% of respondents pointing to limited awareness or information on where and how to get the vaccine. So this was a key barrier for that's being reported from the field for migrants in terms of coming forward. We've also seen in the report, there was a report that there is a hesitancy due to fears of side effect as well among migrant communities, but as well as barriers related to lack of required documentation. And in certain groups of migrants don't necessarily have access to such documents. One of the other interesting areas that has come up has also been related to fears of arrest, detention or deportation.
Other issues include limited vaccine supply and complex registration processes. The report is a global snapshot, a survey of Red Cross and Red Crescent societies operating in 52 countries around the globe. According to Vicky Mao, the head of migration support programs at the Australian Red Cross, the data reveals a positive shift in vaccine equity.
As a starting point, we've seen significant steps of states, including in Australia, to have a very simple accessibility policy, which is around anyone, regardless of visa status, can access a free vaccine.
To ensure a fully inclusive COVID response, the Red Cross's Nicole Hoagland says talking directly to people is crucial.
Of those surveyed, 87% indicated that they're directly involved in information sharing and awareness raising activities for migrants on where and how to access vaccines. Nearly 80% are supporting migrants to register or attend vaccination appointments where they're facing challenges and barriers. And 70% are involved in direct advocacy with governments and policymakers on the inclusion of migrants. And another number are also working, I think it's around 60%, who are working to tackle vaccine hesitancy. So we're really looking at a holistic response.
Local organisations are working with migrant communities to ensure they're not left out by identifying and responding to gaps in the sharing of information. The president of the Queensland African Communities Council, Benny Boll, says up to 95% of the African languages spoken throughout the state don't have any official translators. It means, he says, the majority of Queensland's African communities are not being catered to.
We have to make sure that every single person in the community get the information, regardless of how many people actually speak their language. As long as the people are here in Australia and are here in Queensland, they have the right to get a timely, accurate and reliable information. So we ended up translating the key messages voluntarily ourselves as community leaders, and we collaborate with one of the local health agencies to help simplify the language that we could translate and disseminate to our grassroots community.
Mr. Boll is also part of a joint initiative between the Red Cross, the state's Refugee Health Network, and the culturally and linguistically diverse COVID-19 Health Engagement Project. He says it's an important platform to share community frustrations, but also an opportunity to streamline and simplify the messages reaching refugees and migrants.
People are so confused, first of all, in terms of medical advice. So there have been a lot of mixed messages coming from the government and the health officials here and there. And people are confused in terms of age eligibility, for example, and the risk associated with each and every vaccine. And it makes it extremely difficult for people to make up their mind as to whether they should go and get vaccinated or not, and what would be the implications.
Vicky Mao from the Red Cross says there is more work to do, especially when it comes to undocumented groups and other populations on the move.
From a global perspective, we'd point to a range of vulnerable groups, and in this case, this group of migrants, and point to the need for ongoing outreach and support, and to not think the job's done, right? This is the really hard part of it in terms of doing that outreach and accessing some of the most vulnerable populations we have.
Mr. Boll is urging the country's decision makers to embrace the information that community leaders are sharing, but says it's a two-way street when it comes to overcoming the pandemic.
We can all learn and improve, and I look at it as a collective responsibility. And as long we are listening to each other, the authorities are listening to the community, to the grassroots communities, and communities are also engaging with the system and with the authorities, I think that's the best thing. So it's not more about who to blame and who's doing what. I think the most important thing is collaborating and improve on whatever mistakes that have been made.
As Australia's vaccine rollout picks up pace, health authorities are hoping members of the country's harder-to-reach migrant communities will be seen lining up at mass vaccination hubs and rolling up their sleeves. Rochelle Harrison-Pless, SBS News.